So far, it doesn't really differ from what we've had in the past. It has more potential, but it is at present, at its very beginnings, it's an amalgamation of what existed in the past. And the major differences, I suppose, are that governments have at least informally agreed that it requires a budget of $500 million to start. That's roughly twice what the combined parts of the UN that deal with women have so far. So it's got a budget of $500 million informally agreed by governments, and its leader will be an undersecretary general. Undersecretary general is at the same level as the heads of UNICEF and the United Nations Development Program, and it's on a par now with the other heads of agencies.
What can UN women do that the amalgamation of groups that you mentioned before was unable to do?
Our great hope is that around the world, women will be able to rely on UN women not just for advice and not just for sort of representation at meetings, but for real programs that can make effective changes in their lives. So we're hoping that this will become not only a normative, which is the UN word for policy setting agency or entity, as they're calling it, but will also be programmatic. We're hoping that UN women will be able to do with women what an agency like UNICEF is able to do for children. But, and this is really critically important, we're hoping that UN women will be an agency that recognizes that women can speak for themselves and have been operating with very few resources and very little power, but excellent ideas for all the decades when the UN wasn't working on women's issues. So if it can become a really effective partner with women's advocates who've been working on women's issues and towards fulfillment of women's rights for decades, that would be terrific.
When do you think it will be up and running?
The resolution calls for the UN women to be up and running by January of 2011, and it calls for the Secretary General to name its leader, the Undersecretary General, by September.
Now, does this mean that women will have a greater voice when you have some of these major UN conferences, for example? Because many people have said that UNIFEM, while it did good work, was really too small and didn't have enough power to really accomplish as much as it wanted.
That remains to be seen. A lot depends on the person who's chosen to lead it. Obviously, if you choose someone from within the United Nations and it's a woman, we're assuming that it will be a woman, if it's someone who has not demonstrated the capacity to lead the UN out of the 20th century and into the 21st and give women a greater voice, then we'll be stuck in the rut that we've been in for the past several decades. If a terrific, dynamic leader who can really bring in all the women's organizations and women's advocates who've been struggling from outside the UN for decades and can also rein in the funds and support that are required is appointed, then we have a really good shot of some sort of equity at international conferences and, you know, on the global stage where all issues are debated.
Any leading candidates so far?
You know, your guess is as good as mine. The Secretary General has promised an open and transparent process for months and months and months. The words fair, open, and transparent have been used by the Secretary General and the UN for several months leading up to this final resolution, and that's what was promised. They've now changed that to open, rigorous, and transparent, and somehow fairness has slipped off of the agenda. But so far, it's the same old business as usual. Governments have been invited to put forward names of their preferred candidates, but so far, qualified women who don't already have a position within the UN or who are not the foremost favored candidates of whoever their sitting head of state is, have absolutely no information about how they can apply, what the qualifications are, and I haven't seen anything that resembles fairness or openness and certainly not transparency.
So I get the impression, and tell me if I'm right or wrong on this, that you've spent many years fighting to get this agency, but even after it begins operations, that fight is not over.
It's only begun. That's right. We have now the shell of a UN women's agency that can truly be effective for women. we have the legal premise. Certainly the governments have made almost embarrassing financial commitments. $500 million for all the world's women is mortifying. And those aren't commitments. Those are simply suggestions.